Hi, Gordon.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Egg?
Well, I'm looking at some sunshine, so I feel a little better. Thank you. Is sunny your way?
Looking a little better out here in Puyallup. You got some blue sky.
Yay.
So, and speaking of that, my quick question, it seems like at nighttime my nose just seals up. Is it just as simple as using a saline product? I find I use the nasal spray because it works so quickly, you know.
Well, particularly saline itself is unlikely to do you any harm. However, you've probably also done such things as checking that entire bedroom for dust behind the dresser or dust around where the bottom of the bed is, or cleaned it up just as good as you possibly can. And another thing is making sure that perhaps, gee, could I be allergic to the sheets or the pillowcases, all that kind of stuff? Because if it's only happening at night, that's something folks need to go through, is that just a complete check and clean up and sometimes change of the bedding, and sometimes their noses aren't as bad when they do that. I'm not going to say it works for everybody, but it is something that needs to be thought
That's a
of.
possibility. So is saline just a good overall
Yes, sir. Yeah,
good
all that
thing to
is sodium chloride and water, that's saline, and that's not going to hurt anybody. Unless you drown in it, of course.
Yeah, because I know that it says you're not supposed to use that nasal spray all the time, but I find that I do just because it works so well.
Well, make sure there's no other ingredients in there, because sometimes they do put a little bit of a artificial cortisone in them, and that's not good at all for long-term use. So read that ingredient list carefully, and if it's just saline, you're okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, sir.